Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening to this program. Today, I'm going to put not part two to yesterday's message, but a reply to yesterday's message, because I gave a message yesterday about our prayers possibly being ignored or not listened to because we are consuming meat. And to hear that full message, you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. But I got a big reply from that video with people just reading the title and not even looking at the video and suggesting that I was acting like it had something to do with our salvation and some other topics of concern that people had in their replies. So in this video today, or this audio that you listen to on this station, I decided I would reply to the type of response I received, and that's what I'm going to do and you're going to hear today, which is a new updated video and also the audio right here for the radio station. I want people to understand the reason why I teach what I do and why I teach it and how it is helping and reaching people. I believe today's audio is going to help people if you take the time to listen. Now, if you were listening to yesterday's message and you disagreed by just hearing one or two sentences, look or listen to the whole video before you judge your opinion about it. And I say the same thing here. Today, I'm going to talk about a very important message. This was recorded and posted to my website probably by the time you're listening to this last week, so you can go there and view all the opinions and the feedbacks and so on. Until then, everybody, here is the reply to the message I did that probably had yesterday, which was about consuming animals and the effects it would have on our prayer life. Thank you.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Thank you for watching. I made a video the other day that talked about if you're eating meat, your prayers may not be answered. And in speaking it out, I was talking about it from a standpoint of you continuously consuming death and consuming things that are around the industry that promotes death. And we could say the death of animals, but it's just the same as me saying somebody who has anything to do with the part of abortion or the industry of abortion, you're becoming partners with those people if you support or on any level a part of that, that your prayers may not be answered. And many of you replied and had got very defensive, almost as you were accusing me of saying your salvation is in jeopardy if you consume meat. And that's not what was said. And as a matter of fact, no matter what we do, our salvation is not up for me to judge. That's up to our wonderful Creator. But there are things we do in our lives that can definitely affect our physical life here in terms of our health, our well-being, and yes, our prayer life. And somebody could say, you know, by not eating animals, your prayer life may be affected. So be it. So be it. As a matter of fact, many of you have accused me of adding to scripture or changing doctrine by suggestion that if you're consuming anything to do with death and killing and murdering of animals, your prayer life may be complicated or not even, your prayers might not be answered, but you tell me not to judge, but you judge me for judging this situation. So how's that right? That seems hypocritical to me. But regardless, the point being is, you know, salvation does not come through what we're eating. It does not come through what we're living or how we're doing something. There's no, in my understanding of scripture, such thing as the work salvation. You know, we have Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus, for a reason. And through his grace and mercy and the judgment of our wonderful Creator, does salvation happen. Not by what we do or by what we don't do. So I want to get that clear and make that clear. And for those of you that would suggest that I was adding to or changing scripture, whatever, I wasn't changing one salvation or telling one salvation. I'm saying, just like you have your opinion about what you know, a person needs to do and not do and should do, from my understanding of scripture, I'm not adding to scripture, but from my understanding of the scripture I see and the scriptures I gave, that is my conclusion, and I stand by it 100%, that if you are consuming anything to do with death, whether it's the death of animals, the death of children, or even your own death, your prayer life may be hindered. Okay? Now, with that being out of the way and that being said, I will say the works that we do will enhance or dehance our life. It will bring us blessings or bring curses upon us. And that is what scripture says. Now, for who is to define what a curse is or what a blessing is? Again, that might be an opinionated thing. Some people say, well, curses are blessings in disguise, or blessings, what we see as curses, are true blessings. And there's so many things. We might get in a little fender bender and think, oh, we're cursed for getting in this fender bender. But right around the corner could have been a major head-on collision that we avoided because we were blessed to get into that fender bender. So what a curse and a blessing is, everyone can have their own opinion of, but I tell you this, scripture is clear that obedience equals blessings and disobedience equals curses. And it's also clear in scripture that when we're being obedient to his holy word, our life shall be with peace, a long life of peace and shalom. A long life of peace and shalom. That's what the scripture says. And I'm not talking on behalf of innocent children that have no say or opportunity to make these decisions or do these things. Our Creator has his plan for each of our lives, regardless of how innocent we are or so on. However, if we continue to do things that go against the words of our Creator, against the design of our Creator, against the plan of our Creator, we are opening ourselves up to the curses that are out there. The curses, not the blessings. Just as if we're obedient to the word, we get the blessings. So I don't believe in a works-based gospel of salvation, but I believe in a works-based gospel of blessings. Now, with that being said, our Creator designed our bodies, designed us to do certain things and to make certain choices and to live in a certain way. That's just the way we were designed. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. Okay? So somebody could do something and get away with it and think, well, that was good. I defined the laws of gravity or something else. That is, you know, for whatever reason you escaped the consequence of that, good for you, but that's not the way it works. That's not the way we were designed. And we were designed to live a certain way and to eat a certain way and to think a certain way. And in that way, it was not to be like the world. We were called to be set apart and to believe and think like our Creator thought and our Creator wanted us to think. We are made in his image. We do these certain things. And when you look at nature and you're in nature, and it's so hard because many of us has gotten so far away from what real nature is or what real nature should be. We've gotten away from it. So it's so hard for us to imagine things in nature. So things we do are either lengthening our lives or shortening our lives from a physical standpoint. This isn't about our spiritual standpoint. So I'm barefoot right now. I walk around barefoot in my garden, in my yard. I let my bare feet touch the ground. You know, I know many people that live in a city that think that's crazy. They think you're going to get some disease on your feet or something, and it's really bad and it's wrong. No, that's the way we were naturally designed to live. We were designed to live in the tropics and to let our feet touch the ground. Yes, if you walk around barefoot in the snow, you might get frostbite. But guess what? We're not supposed to be living where it's snowing. But we do, so we make the adjustments. We heat up our houses and we wear shoes and we do those things to make that happen. And all I'm saying is, when we get as close to the environment and live in the way we were designed to live, our life is going to, the quality of our health at least, is going to be better than if we were living against it. Okay? So from a physical standpoint, we all have to figure out, well, what is that environment we were designed to be in? And we got to do the best for where we're at. There's no judgment if somebody's living in a cold environment. There's no judgment if somebody's doing these things. It's just the facts. The closer you live to nature, the better off you're going to be for overall health. So that's one. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, we were designed and created to have a certain look upon life and to do certain things and make certain decisions. So if I'm killing babies or killing animals and doing all these things, that goes against the design of our creator that says to be caretakers of animals. Dominion doesn't mean to murder, kill, and eat animals. It means to watch over them, to help them make the best choices, to give them environments that they can't choose on themselves that'll help them maintain their life of safety and a long life and to be productive and use them in a good manner. Basically, we're called in scripture to take care of our animals, not to murder, kill, and destroy. Same thing with our children, to take care of children, not to murder, kill, and destroy. And just because we could do something like that and get away with it, look, somebody could literally eat children. They could literally eat human flesh, and that would, from a nutritional standpoint, supply their nutritional needs. But there's a higher component, a higher element to that, where on a spiritual level, you are doing something that our creator does not want you to do. And on some level, whether it's your prayer life, whether it's the judgment of the salvation of our creator, that's up to him, whether it's your physical health, that is what will be determined based on what you're doing, okay? And you might say out there, that's a ridiculous consequence or example because nobody's eating babies. Well, I'll tell you what, like I said in my last video, there are companies that are revolved around the abortion industry, and they're taking those baby parts and baby chemicals and putting it into the very food that you're eating without knowing that, because you're eating processed food that our creator does not want us to destroy our bodies with, foods that come in bags, box containers, and cans that we shouldn't be messing with and dealing with, and in those have baby parts. Yes, aborted cells of babies are being put into our food supply that we're putting into our bodies. And we need to be aware of these things and understand these things. And you might sound, that's crazy, that's gross, and that's disgusting. Well, it's not much different than if we're killing the baby of another animal and taking those baby parts, those cells, those chemicals that are in that baby animal, and using it not only in our food, but as our food. And yes, from a nutritional standpoint, you're meeting your nutritional needs, but you're taking on a spiritual element that is creating something that is taking us away from that close relationship with our creator. And my point is, if you don't believe it, if it doesn't make sense from a scriptural standpoint, if you haven't seen this yet, pray about it and try it. I can go through every scripture that people gave me about why we're supposed to eat meat and how we're allowed supposed to eat meat and how it's healthy for me and how I do better on it. Yes, you're going to do better eating meat than you are going to be doing eating McDonald's long term, because processed food and seed oils and these things is also not the way we were designed to be living and putting things in our bodies in excess, like those seed oils and those extra high fattening processed foods was not the way we were meant to live either. So I could have just as well made a video and said, the more we eat these junk foods, and they are junk foods, it can affect our prayer life. It can affect our physical life. It can affect everything we're doing. And I will make videos on that in the future. I'll make videos that say, if you're obese, something is going against, you know, our creator's word in your life, because our creator didn't design us to live in obese matter. Just because we can get away with it, fine, but it's not ideal. And you're putting your physical life in jeopardy when you're living a life of processed foods, overconsumption, and so on. So understanding that, and understand it's my goal and heart as a believer, as a brother in Messiah, to give you the information that's going to keep you as healthy as possible. It's not my desire for everyone to be a vegan or not, you know, I don't care for animals more than I care for people. I don't care for animals more than I care for my own children, but I care for life, and I care for the life of my brothers and sisters out there. And I know, without a doubt, factual scientific evidence that a vegetarian-based diet is going to bring overall health to your body if you do it the right way. And you could eat McDonald's and say you're a vegetarian, but that's not the right way. If you sit there eating French fries and other processed foods, you're going to die quicker than any other way possible and sooner than any other way possible. And I'm not speaking that over to you. I'm just giving you the facts from a nutritional scientific standpoint. Your body was not designed to consume many of the processed foods or any of the processed foods. And just because you can do it and get away with it doesn't mean it's ideal for your body. However, it works the same thing with consuming animals and animal meat, but it adds an extra component to it because now you're consuming death. And the point is, those of you that are supporting that, those of you that are trying to defend you consuming death and consuming things of death and trying to justify it, while I'm here trying to help you, trying to tell you what's going to produce a healthier life, why it's going to produce a less disease in your life, what's not going to shorten your life. And instead of accepting that and experimenting with and trying it, you're going to actually defend it. You're going to actually try to come up against what I'm saying and defend that you're eating this way and it's good and so on. And it's a sad thing, and it's a sad day when people would not listen to a brother who's caring for their health and instead try to defend this craziness. This craziness. I mean, there's no animal in nature that would, you know, would consume the milk of another species, let alone after they were babies in their adult life. There's no animal in nature that drinks milk in their adult life. So if I say drinking milk in your adult life is not good for you, and you say, well, you know, I've been doing it and I feel great, it's just not the way we were designed. And I'm telling you this to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you or be argumentative with you. I'm trying to help you. So think about, why is this brother saying we shouldn't be eating meat? Why is this brother saying that it might mess with our prayer life, but it's definitely going to mess with our physical life? Is he trying to create a controversy or a division? Or is he trying to help me with something that's helped him? And won't we all do that? If something's helped me overcome disease, if something's helped me to enhance my prayer life, if something's helped me to enhance my closeness with our Creator, let's say fasting, for example. I love to pray and fast, okay? Praying and fasting is so powerful, whether it's a daily fast to intermittent fasting and you got more time to pray, or whether it's a long-term fast, it's helped me tremendously. So instead of me, if I make a video about that and I say that and you come on and say, well, I've tried fasting and I got a headache and it wasn't good for me, so that's not scriptural. And I say, well, I've done it. I physically got healed. I'm getting close to my Creator. I'm telling you this because maybe try it again in a different way where it's going to work and I could give you advice on how to fast. And instead of you saying, well, thank you, you know, it's worked for you, so I'm going to try that because it might bless me. So you're going to come back and defend, no, it's bad for me and I shouldn't do it and don't tell me different and you're adding to scripture and all this stuff. When scripture talks all about fasting and the benefits of it. And you might say, well, what does fasting have to do with eating animals? Folks, please stop being so naive out there. Every couple of years, somebody comes along with a diet and they say, oh, this is good for you. This is good for you. We have to understand the industry and what they're promoting and how they're making money and the food industry or the chemical industry. We have to understand, you know, since time, the way people have been promoting things that are killing us. And eating an animal-based diet is killing us. It's killing people. There's no wonder why we have more science, knowledge, and study than ever before in the history of man. But still, cancer, diabetes, heart disease at the highest rates than ever before. because people are falling for this nonsense that a meat-based diet or animal products in their diet is good for them or okay for them. And it's not only animal products. Yes, it is the processed food. Yes, it is the GMOs and all this stuff. But the animal foods are part of this. They're part of this. And I want you to understand and get this. And yes, I'm so pleased that so many of you or several of you say that you eat only animals and your health is improving. That's great. I'm so excited whenever a brother or sister is experiencing better health. But overall, in the long run, there are things that have been proven to work and not work. And it's not healthy to eat animals, period. But long term, it's really dangerous and really unhealthy. And if your studies have become different than that, so be it. If you want to take that route, so be it. But it's my job as a brother and Messiah to share with you and let you know and tell you this truth that I see. And from a scriptural standpoint, if you want to talk about from a scriptural standpoint, all the scriptures that people will give me and say, well, this and you know, Genesis 9:3 and all this, here's the main thing. People are so willing to idolize their stomach and their bellies and worship their stomach that they're not willing to let go and understand what is being said here. They're so quick to do these things, and right away you see the title. It may hinder your prayers if you eat meat and you say, well, I'm going to defend eating meat, and this brother said we can't eat meat. I never said you can't eat meat. Oh, well, it's not against scripture to eat meat. I never said it was against scripture. But you want to jump to your idol worship defense and right away say something like that. I never said in that video it's against scripture to eat meat. I said it's against the way we were designed to eat meat. Sure, there are examples in scripture of people eat meat. And the whole video, and I plead with you to watch the whole video because I know the majority of you that replied to the video, and I'll put that link to the video here if you didn't see it. I know the people that majority of you applied to the video or replied to the video didn't even see the video. The video wasn't about the scriptures say man ate meat or not ate meat. It wasn't about that. The real topic of the video was, why did scripture say we could eat meat? Why did scripture allow the eating of meat? And in the video I gave my opinion based on everything I know of why our Creator possibly would allow man to eat meat in scripture, which I don't believe which was his ideal in Genesis 1:29. And by eating that meat, it definitely shows that it shortened the lifespan. And I was talking about why. So why don't you watch the video before you make a comment and let go of your idol worship of your meat for a moment. You know, it's interesting how so many people will say, oh, all I talk about is a vegan diet and not eating meat and a vegetarian diet. Well, at the same time, people come to such a strong defense, defending eating their meat, and defending everything around meat and all this other stuff. Let go for a moment. Let go of your meat worship. You can't even go a day without eating it. Try going a week without eating it. And I suggested go a month without eating it and just see how you feel. You got to offended. I can't let go of my meat for one day because I would die without eating meat. I need meat because if I don't eat meat, how could I live? I tried going out without meat once, and it almost killed me. Folks, the same thing I said there, I say here. Try going out with no meat, no animal products, no milk, dairy, or eggs. Just eat fruits and vegetables for 1 month, 30 days. And see how you feel. See how your prayer life is. See how you're having an easier time fasting and praying. Try it. Just let go of your meat worship and try it. That's all. 30 days. Just try it. I'm not saying you're going to hell if you eat meat. I'm not saying the Bible says you can't eat meat. I'm not saying they didn't eat meat in the Bible. I'm just saying try it and see how it works for you. I don't understand what the problem is. I'm not adding to doctrine. Try it and see how it works for you. Let go. of the flesh pots of Egypt. Let go. This is the same thing happened when the children came out of the promised land, or went into the promised land. They came out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness, but they kept desiring the flesh pots of Egypt. And what happened to them? None of them made it to the promised land, only two of them, because they were still looking back. And I'm suggesting to you all, let go. Let go. And I'm just a brother who's trying to help you. And this is my understanding of why our Creator had allowed man to eat meat. And if you have a different understanding of that, fine. Nobody's talking about your salvation here. Fine. You know, people say, the scriptures say that, you know, if one eat meat or one doesn't eat meat, it even talks about this topic in the scripture. People had different opinions about this during scriptural times as well. And that's fine. You can have a difference of opinion from me. I'm not telling you to stop following my channel. I don't want anything to do with you if you don't agree with me. I'm telling you, this is what I have found to work, and I've eaten more meat than most of you in the past. But I stopped eating it, and this was the result. My prayer life improved. My physical life improved. And this is why I don't think our Creator wants us to eat it. It wasn't the original, and it's not the ideal from what I see. So try it, and then come to your decision. But don't just run to defend it, not even trying it, and tell me that, you know, I'm trying to change the gospel or something. It's ridiculous. All right. So I still stand by what I said. Watch the video before you comment. I do believe by consuming death, consuming animals, it shortens our life physically. And it also can possibly and very likely affect our prayer life. All right. And try it. Put your comments below. Thank you for watching. Try it. Try it even for a week. Try giving it up for a week and see what happens.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. That was my response to the previous message about animals and eating animals and concerning our prayer life. I'd love your feedback on this. You can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see the previous message or my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Thank you, everybody. You can join us for prayer Monday to Friday at 5:30 a.m. We do live prayer, and we have live fellowship Friday nights on our YouTube channel from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night. Please pray about the situations I'm talking about. As your brother, I sincerely care about your health and well-being. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.
It's unusual to hear the word hope in the same sentence as the phrase Alzheimer's dementia, isn't it? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America treats these terrible diseases. Their team of dedicated experts have over 50 tools at their disposal to address the root causes of cognitive decline. In the study on their protocol, 75% of the patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. There is hope for many who suffer from Alzheimer's dementia. For more information on the new Port St. Lucie Clinic, their website is atca.ai and the phone number is 772-298-4477. Restore.